Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you didn't.
You should go on back and tell them, hey.
Yo, stop.
Mm-mm. I was like, no, no, it's the daytime. No, no.
I corrected myself. I corrected myself.
You did. You did. I'm so proud.
Yay. You're proud of me.
I'm proud of you. Oh.
Yeah, you're going to be proud of it until you see what I'm about to throw up there.
Oh, God.
There we go. You see those? Somebody was showing me those. Apparently, wait a minute.
Where'd you put them?
For lunch.
Where'd you? It's on where?
It's up on Twitch.
Oh, I have too many pages open. Is that Jay that sent you that?
No, no, no. Another friend of mine sent me those. And apparently, you can only. I've never seen them. But apparently, they're Italian. And I'm all like, where can I get them? What company makes them? So I can be all I don't know what they are.
They are. You can get them at Olive Garden.
He called them milkadoos.
Oh, well, they have similar, I think, at Olive Garden.
I couldn't quite tell if that was some sort of donut inside or what the deal was. But those look good. They almost look like maybe a peanut butter or something. I don't know what that is.
I'm not down with no peanut butter.
Yeah,
but if it's a cookie, yeah, I'm good with that. If it's like a Twix, I'm good. I'm good.
I love the Twix. And, you know, I'm the strangest person. I will, like, peel the chocolate off and then eat the
cookie.
Caramel. And then
the cookie.
The cookie's last. The cookie's last.
See, you know what? I think Twix is missing out on the good advertising campaign. How do you eat Twix? Because you know what I do? I usually eat, you know, scrape the chocolate and caramel off my teeth, and then I eat the cookie.
Yes. Yes. Same here. Same here. Thank you. Yeah.
I got to have it. I got to have it. It's so delicious that way. I can't. And then if I have milk with it, oh man.
Seriously, and I know those are like some kind of shortbread cookie inside or something. Those
yes.
Are the
best cookies ever.
You should just sell some of those cookies. No.
Well, you know, you can get the the shortbread, but it doesn't taste right without the caramel and the.
Yes.
Man, you know, I gotta go to the store. Man, you ain't even right. I gotta go. Oh, everybody, look, we got a whole thing chiming in. Other people said, I thought I was the only one that ate Twix like that. No, Joe, you're not. Good morning.
That is the best way to eat Twix.
Oh, man. God. Milk, or I have a latte, and my latte is more coffee than milk. More milk than coffee, rather, and just get it just warm so, like, in wintertime, and you scrape the chocolate off, you eat the cookie, you sip the coffee. Oh, it's like the best treat ever. God, I gotta go to the store. So, this is all your fault.
Who is it? Bimbo. Because my dad, growing up, used to work for Mrs. Baird.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
When Bimbo took over, they brought out all these cookies and whatnot, and, you know, were giving them to the employees to try. Well, the little chocolate ones, well, they're like a shortbread with chocolate striping. Oh, my God. And then the cinnamon ones.
Not good
food today.
Girl, you and me both. You know what? When that was happening, it's probably around the time they had a Mrs. Baird store like across the street from my house. They had a little shopping strip with, you know, the little gas station, and then it had a Mrs. Baird's. But it was the called the day old bread. Anything they didn't sell in the store, they brought there. So you could go there. Those things that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
12 of them for $1. I go over there with $3 and clean up, turn around, and I keep a little bit. Then I sell them to the other kids. $1 for each. You want it? You can have it. $1.
Uh huh. Yep. No, we lived about 3 blocks from the actual factory.
Oh,
so all we smelled all
bread.
Day
oh.
Bread baking. Oh,
man, God. I weigh 800 pounds if I lived there. Oh, my God.
And at Halloween, you go trick or treating up there, and they would give you, like, the guys would climb up on the racks and pick off fresh bread that was sliced yet, still hot.
Do they make the pies there too? Because they make like the best cherry pies.
No. The pies were made up in Dallas area.
But... Oh, those were the best pies. I wish I could find one now. And they're store bought pies. Usually store bought those little fried pies are not good, but these are the best store bought pies you ever had. Sorry, you new kids are missing out.
I know.
Take them home and put them in the microwave for a couple seconds. Oh man, whatever McDonald's. No.
I just need to come here for news. We gotta stop talking about food. Oh my god, I want those.
Dang it.
So if anybody knows where I can get those here in the U.S.,
right?
Please let me know.
Right. All right.
I don't know if there's donuts or cookies or what that is, but that looks so good.
Yeah, you gotta show. What's up on the screen. This actually came across on the official Sony PlayStation blog yesterday, was the newest trailer for Watch Dogs. Are you watching this? Ginger's going to put it up. If you're not watching, you need to get over to our Twitch channel, which I have forgotten to tweet out today. I'm not on my...
By the way, this may be inappropriate to
yes.
some people.
If you are under the age of 17, please look away. You have been warned. Turn your little head away. Oh, my God. I haven't even seen this yet. I just know it's going to be good because it's Watch Dogs. What else can you say? Look at that. Look at the water on the ground. Is that not the most awesome thing ever? There is an official release date has also been given there on the blog. The PS4 version is what they're saying. This is going to be the PS3 version, so they're not going to force you to buy a PS4 to play it. Are you guys ready? You ready? Deep breath, hands above the desk. November 19th. It'll be available on the PS3 only, so that gives me a few months before I'm going to con somebody out of their PS3. Because I don't have mine anymore. Ginger, are you sitting there with your mouth open? Because I am.
I am. This is beautiful.
Oh, my God. This is like GTA 4 amplified by like 50 times. The amount of detail that how low we're able to get and close to the character. Because you can't get, you can get this low, but I generally didn't like to play it this close in. But this I probably would because it's just too beautiful. It would really just pull you in. It's gorgeous. Look at that. Oh. Look at the lighting. Oh, my God. People.
Gorgeous.
It is so close to real.
Look at the glass.
The glass explosions. Even the girls'
piercings
are so realistic looking.
I was just thinking that.
Look very, very realistic. Again, November 19th. Start saving up your pennies. They said you can pre-order at GameStop, and they'll give you an exclusive watchdog poster designed by the legendary comic book artist Alex Ross. I know you comic geeks went, oh my God, yes, go get it. The poster's design is the inspiration behind the game's box art, and it's supposed to capture the essence of our hero. And ladies, remember the name, Aiden Pierce, because he is hot. The Aiden's Girl t-shirts will be coming out soon. I'm going to go ahead and hook them up. I don't know, people, you know what I find funny? Our store, we have our store up, and I don't generally talk about our Gamenatrix store a whole lot. Even when I don't, the shirt that sells the most, ironically, is what's his face from Assassin's Creed, the first one. I can't think of his name right now. But that's the T-shirt that sells most, and it's always the guys that buy it for their girlfriend. Go figure. Some of you guys know
is strange.
Yeah, they don't like the guy from Assassin's Creed 2 or 3, but he sells the most, and he gets Social class texting me during the show. No, you're listening. Listening. But yeah, those always sell, especially around Christmas. You guys are buying them up for your girlfriends, and I think it's so sweet and cute. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get these ready because I know Aiden's going to be the hot.
He is.
I haven't even heard him speak yet. His voice better be awesome. I'm going to tell y'all, Sony, don't mess up.
Hello, Yarol. Now,
if you are not a fan of Watch Dogs and you've been missing us gushing about it, because we've been gushing about it since E3 of the year before, y'all think it has not been that long. The year before, they started showing us bits and pieces of it. You can go to our Facebook page and see what I just liked. Watch Dogs, that game, and Remember Me are the only two, and GTA, the only three games I'm waiting on. I could give a flip about the rest of them. I'm sorry, y'all.
Remember Me looks so amazing. And you're right, Zots. You're right. She needs a PS3. I've been telling her.
I had one and then made an untimely thefting. There you go.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about
that. It was very sad. I'm going to stab the person in the face next time.
He said the last one. You know what? And I'm going to get cut for this one because I often tease when the developers go over and tell go to Max Dykoff's Facebook page and tell him Corey said your game sucks. No, I didn't. Don't tell him that. But
Last of Us?
Yeah, The Last of Us is due out soon. Kind of a post-apocalyptic survival game.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah, and it's getting a little bit of flack because people don't like the fact that the little girl is shooting guns.
Well, you know, it's post-apocalyptic. The little girl's got to survive. What the hell is she going to do?
It's like Walking Dead. The most badass character on The Walking Dead is a 10-year-old boy. So
exactly.
That's what happens to kids in an apocalypse. They got to step up and step up quick. But I will be getting myself a PS3. I'm not getting it for The Last of Us, though, Zod. I'm sorry to say. I think it looks amazing, but it hasn't pulled me in, and probably because I got to hear too much stuff. Don't give developers wine. I got to hear too much stuff, and so it kind of took away the surprise for me.
Best Buy, you can get hard drives for like $100. You can get a terabyte. Just saying. Dark.
Well, I don't know. Don't know. I may. I want this one, and I do know I want Remember Me, and I got to have GTA. If I have those, it's a good year for me.
Yeah, because Corey is very much a GTA fiend.
I skipped GTA 3. I will tell you guys that. I tried to play it, and it was when Baby Natrix was in the tummy, and the only time I experienced the fabled motion sickness that women used to tend to get back in the day with first-person shooters. That's the only time I experienced it, and I couldn't play. And I just like, I can't play this. It was a whole throwing-up thing.
Sorry.
that's messed up when you can't game. That's messed up.
That is true. That is very true. That's
I was on bed rest, and I couldn't game. Y'all don't know how serious that was. I was stuck playing The Sims Online. I was not happy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes, it is bad. The Sims Online? Dude. There is nothing going on. There was nothing going on in that game. The only thing I liked is when the cab would come pick me up and take me to work in the game. That was it. I love working because it presented a challenge to my brain to try to remember people's orders, because other people would play and they said they had a notepad. They were writing down the people's orders so they could serve them what they want. Not me. I'm going to remember it. Table 5 needed haggis, juice, and milk, and that's what they wanted in that order. And then I'd screw it up, of course, and not be mad. Yeah.
Aww.
But that's all I could play. I couldn't play anything else. Anything else was sickness incarnate. Just, couldn't play anything.
That'd be horrible. That'd be horrible.
Yes, bad. What you got up there, Jen?
I've got something that I tripped across this morning while I was looking for news. Microsoft shows off reality distorting tech that turns your living room into an Xbox game.
Oh, wait now. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm pulling this from the Yahoo Tech section. While Microsoft's next Xbox won't feature virtual reality headsets, it will try to do the next big thing by making your entire living room into a big video game screen. Microsoft on Monday posted a new demonstration video showing off the new Xbox's
Illuminate
feature that projects aspects of games onto the walls surrounding your television, set to increase immersion within virtual environments. This is kind of hot. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. The new feature comes with several options for filtering content if you're not interested in having your entire living room transformed into a game world.
I want it transformed into a game world.
I do, too. Oh, my God. See, and I already use a projector, so I got to find out how.
Oh, God. Yeah. Your whole, like, I'm coming to your house to play. Forget the rest.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at this. Oh, the snow is awesome. Oh, my God. I want it.
But those lights would annoy me.
Yeah, that's a little bit annoying. Oh, God, that's going to cause seizures, y'all. Oh, that's going to be seizures right there.
It's going to come with some sort of warning.
Well, warning or not, if you know some people, oh, my God, I got to have this.
Take this. Look at that. Oh, my God, look at that. Full.
I have got to have this, Microsoft.
That's so hot. That is
sexy.
So hot.
Microsoft, that is sexy. It's about time. We've been asking you guys to think outside of the box. You brought it.
Exactly.
When do we get this, Ginger? When do we get it?
I don't know. Microsoft shows off when it formally unveils the new Xbox on May 21st. It does not give me a release date. Looks like it is coming with the 720.
Oh, so we have to sit in on that press conference.
Yeah.
Put that on my calendar.
Yes,
we got
it
there.
Yes. It's gorgeous. I mean, like I said, I play on a projector screen, too, so my screen's about as big as a wall.
You know what breaks my heart? Let me tell you what breaks my heart. I love this idea, but you know my first thing my mind went to when I saw the snow was being able to play Animal Crossing with this thing. And you can't play Animal Crossing because it's only on the Wii.
I know.
But it would be so cool to play. Oh,
you
winter.
Know what? You get the Wii, and you get yourself a projector screen, and ta-da, you got pretty much the same thing.
True. But it won't be. Oh. I have to mod some. Oh, man. I don't usually mod stuff other than the computer. I may have to start learning. Who wants to teach me how to mop? Look at that. Oh, my God.
Those dots would drive me nuts.
Well, with this game, it would. But if you were playing something like Star Wars, I would think it would be absolutely awesome. See, I like this. It looks like the snow is on the ground in front of the TV, and the snowflakes are coalescing down there. Look at that.
That is so pretty.
If they add some fans and stuff and some wind, oh, man, that's all I need. Like
you get your surround sound set up correctly?
Yes.
Oh,
completely
my Lord.
Experience. Very nice job, Microsoft, if it works that way and it doesn't cause a seizure.
What I want to know, is this going to work? Oh, and you're sounding all blah, 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 blah.
Was I?
Yeah, yeah. It could be just on my end. What I'm curious is this going to work?
See what you said?
is this going to work with the Kinect?
I hope so. Jay says playing something like this with Dead Space in the living room would be the end of sleep. I'm paraphrasing. You know what? I haven't finished the first BioShock, and they're on 3. That's why. Yeah. Because my TV will do something similar to this. It doesn't put the pictures on the wall, but it broadcasts kind of a light out from it. Does she have Altoids connected to her thing? I'm not going to even ask.
She does. I have no idea. It looks like she's using it to bundle the cords together somehow.
Well, got to do what you got to do, girl. But yeah.
I know, right?
I can't play a BioShock because of that, you know, even the flashing lights behind the TV. I start thinking things are back there. Yeah, this is going to be bad.
I was playing Minecraft while I was irritated last night, like 2 a.m. I'm playing Slenderman guys. Enderman.
Man. Ooh, baby.
Those things are creepy sounding. I kept jumping in my chair. I was like, I know what's around here. I can hear it. What's behind me?
Look at this. Do you know how many companies are probably going to jump on this for, not just for gaming reasons, but, you know, okay, Microsoft, I didn't see this. If you show us this, this kind of puts some of the things you're doing in perspective. Movies or companies advertising for vacations and things like this, it puts, you know, then they can fully immerse you. Then they can show you really, you know, I'll give you up close or as close as you can to realistic view of what it's like to be at such and such vacation spot. Remember they had the whole Disney World thing that you could go the virtual Disney World? Remember you guys on the Kinect? If they had this when they released that, whole different experience.
It would have been.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the companion cubes. Sorry.
Is that?
I don't know what that is, but it does look like companion cubes, doesn't it?
That's not Portal. She's got guns.
It's not. But...
She's got it. Okay, we are all caught up in this. See, guys? Even we get caught up in the
beach. Oh, and the beach ball is falling. All right. So, that is so neat.
All right. Those of you who were waiting, I stayed waiting on your Gears of War movie.
Corey? Anybody else? Does Corey sound all
blur now?
You sound like GLaDOS is humping your leg.
And she may very well be, dear. GLaDOS loves me. GLaDOS? Has she let me go yet?
I can hear you. You just sound funny.
Oh, that may just be my voice today.
No. That's some sort of distortion. It's not your voice.
You just says I'm distorted.
Why? It could just be on my end. We know how that happens.
Why? Does anybody else hear me distorted? People in our chat room, sound for you.
Yeah, sounds like the drive-thru.
Yes. Thank you for calling Sugar Girls Radio. May I take your order, please?
Oh,
I hear our specials.
God.
All right. Anyway, you people, hopefully you can hear me, waiting on your Gears of War movie. It's been having a lot of problems. That's why it hasn't come out yet. But according to Games Industry International, Scott Stover, the producer behind Battleship, Ted and Love and Other Drugs, has signed up for the project. Variety is also reporting that Stuber will develop the script in partnership with the developer and publisher Epic Games. The company has been looking for producers and a new film company to pick up the right for 6 months now. That's why you haven't gotten your Gears of War movie. News of the film first circulated way back in 2007 with Lynn Wiseman, the one who did Total Recall, Die Hard 4.0. Yeah, he should be killed for that. Signed up to direct. I don't want him to direct. In 2010, there were rumors that the scale and the budget of the project had to be scaled back, and Wiseman left to focus on an apocalyptic thriller called Nocturne, and New Line gave up the rights to the title. So maybe, maybe not. I don't know that we need a Gears of War movie, honestly. Anybody else out there?
I don't see the point in a Gears of War movie.
I don't know. I mean, Gears of War has a nice, epic following, but I think a Halo movie makes more sense, although
it's
probably a few years too late. They should have done it at the height of...
They sort of did a Halo movie with the latest Halo release. They did those webisodes. There we go. And those were amazing. So I loved it.
Well, you keep in mind, we're still in the midst of what I call a generation shift, which means you have some people who are gamers that are older people that play Halo, but they don't do webisodes. So a movie on the screen would have, right at the time I think Halo 3 came out, if they'd have done what Defiance is doing, and Defiance is kicking ass, by the way. The TV show and the movie, whoever came up with this idea, even though some people have said they were going to do it and didn't, they actually did it, and it is working for them. A TV show and a game that work together that way, awesome idea. Actually, I think that's in my book. Where is my book? Who do I need to sue? Oh, no, my book's over there. Never mind. So I don't think we need any of this business, honestly. I think we need to back up off of the game movies. Not even Lara Croft. I don't, because I keep hearing rumblings that they're thinking about picking that up and trying to do it again. And while I love seeing a female action heroine, I say leave it alone, because you're going to pick somebody like Angelina Jolie. Clearly, she was not the person for the role.
Yeah, I remember the Halo movie being mentioned, Frito. I did not know what happened to it, but those are along the same lines as the World of Warcraft movie. Just don't.
Do it. Just don't.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No. And Minecraft, don't even get the idea, okay? I know you're already going with the plushies. Do not.
They are doing a Minecraft movie. I think I saw that yesterday. Didn't we talk about that?
Oh, my God. She's got you again.
GLaDOS, let me. Give us free, please, GLaDOS.
What game would I approve of being turned into a movie?
None of them.
Secret World.
Well.
Or APB.
Well, APB is GTA. Already. You haven't played GTA, so you don't notice how very similar they are. They borrowed a lot of elements. They just added an MMO aspect, but it's very...
Oh, GLaDOS, get up off my cord!
Let me go, GLaDOS. Let me try moving my cord around. Maybe she just don't like where I am.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Halo movie. I'm trying to think of other movies.
I think Secret World probably...
I'm going to reach way back, and because I'm such a fan, Dark Age Camelot, please. Oh, my God, please.
Well, that's already been kind of done, too.
As a movie?
Well, what's that movie with Mel Gibson and Braveheart? Isn't that kind of like that?
Maybe. Yeah, GLaDOS. As you chained to the radiator.
Oh, thank you, GLaDOS. I mean, stop it, GLaDOS.
There you go. Now I can hear you.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us. Please, stay on the line.
Much better now. Much better.
I know some people were like, wait a minute, do I need to press one? No, you don't. I'm just teasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, Daedalus Entertainment, an independent game developer and publisher based in Hamburg. Don't care about that. Released three new... Don't care about that. Anyways, Memoria. What is Memoria? It tells the tale of warrior princess Saja of Thassar, who once ventured to war against the demons of the Gurian Desert. Her goal to become the greatest hero of all time.
Okay, we got to give that to Snow. She's going to go buck wild over that one.
Uh-huh. Her goal to become the greatest hero of all times was foiled... Well, not that kind of green, I don't think. I think it's just spelled closely. Was foiled by mysterious circumstances. What happened? The girl disappeared and her tale was all but forgotten. 5 centuries passed until one day a young bird catcher named Garen met a traveling merchant named Fahi in his native forest. This merchant promises to return Garen's girlfriend Nuri to human form, undoing the curse that has made her a raven. But this favor comes at a price. Garen must solve the mystery of Saja's fate. He agrees without hesitation, unaware that this choice will trigger a chain of events that will soon cast a shadow on his homeland and turn the present into a dark mirror of its long-forgotten past. So anyways, this is Daedalic. They gave us, Memoria. They gave us some screenshots, which is what I was actually trying to get pulled up. There we go.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
It is very pretty.
Wow. That's a pretty game. It's like a storybook.
Is that actual screenshots? They say it is, but this looks more like concept art to me. You know, fanfic. I'm going to say somebody's telling stories here. I mean, maybe it's some sort of cutscene images that they're giving us.
They should have learned since 1998. You don't give the players cutscenes. That's like, did you see what I posted on Twitter over the weekend?
No.
Yeah, okay, so I was going through the Steam Greenlight games and demos just to see what was there. Your game is there, by the way, the one we keep wanting to play, the old 80s action thing. And I loaded up this one because, you know, I love simulators. I was all excited reading the description and didn't have a picture. So I clicked through and looked at the screenshots, and it looks like Minecraft. But the cover shot was beautiful. It was all fleshed out and everything looked so real.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
I hate when you do that. Don't be giving me a fake cover shot and then I get in there and it looks like Minecraft. I want to play Minecraft. I will play Minecraft. Don't be trying to trick me.
Play Minecraft. You should come to my town.
No. You know, if I play Minecraft, Baby Nature will cut me if I don't play with her.
Well, y'all can both join my town. Tell her we live in a gerbil cage.
I will not tell her. It's bad enough that she was discussing strategies of Enderman over breakfast Sunday morning on my birthday. See, what you do
what
is...
What you do is you build a wall, and you leave just one little hole.
Yeah, see, you already sound like her.
And see them.
And then she has her bow and arrow, and then she takes the bow and arrow from out. Yeah, you all... Yeah, you
should
stop.
I don't do the bow and arrow thing. I get them to come up close enough to the wall, and then I smack them to the hole.
She has gotten really good with the bow and arrow. She's got the trajectory down, just how far to aim up in the air so that the arrow comes down and hits him. Then she runs out. She pulls the little glass out of the so she can run out through the hole and get whatever it is that they drop, and then she runs back in and puts the glass back in. No.
She must have some sort of spawner then or something.
I don't know what she's doing. But she's got her strategies down. She can tell you how to make everything. What you do is you want to mix these elements together. She's yelling at her cousin, "Yo, don't do that, and don't bring those dogs over to my house. You keep them in your house, and don't bring them."
I've been trying to get a dog.
She's got six.
I don't have any dogs. I've got like 1,000, well, I say I. Me and the other people that play, we've got like 1,000 chickens and cows and pigs and sheep, but no dogs. We need some dogs.
You know what? I will just
she's
drop
like
her off.
She's like a little baby Katniss. Yes.
I will drop her off at y'all's house, and y'all can all play Minecraft because she's driving me crazy. I'm serious. If she sees stuff outside, she's like, "That looks like Minecraft. I wonder if I stack them." You know what? You're playing too much. Hand it over. Hand it over. He said she's an efficient killer. She is. I tell you what happened. The one time I let her play Left 4 Dead.
What'd she do?
See, now this is when we were all, like last year, we were playing pretty heavy. She usually won't play first-person shooters. She just avoids them. She likes to watch us play, and she yells in the background things. Y'all hear her. And so this one particular day, I had to get up to answer the phone, so I handed her the controller. I'm like, "Here, you either pause it or play." And she's playing. I came back in, and all I saw was, y'all know that face. She's a gamer. She had gamer face, and she took down a tank with shotgun,
hell
one shot.
Hell yeah.
Bam. He was dead. I was like, "What the?" As soon as I walked in, and she looks at me, and she's like, "I got him. It's okay. You can go back to the phone." And it just starts playing, and I was like, "Oh, no. What have I done?"
That's awesome. I love Baby Matrix. She's so cute.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drop off at your house. We're going to see how cute you think she is when she takes over your computer and your Xbox. Serious business. Anyway. I got juicy.
What you got? You got me a link?
I did. I put you a link in there. Go ahead and throw that out. Speaking of GTA, now this is only one of them. One of the many new trailers they have put out. One of three, actually. This is for each one of the game's playable characters. So guess what? You don't have just one now, guys. We got three playable characters, which means we probably got umpteen number of stories going on, and they probably all intercross. It's going to be delicious. The new characters' names are Michael, Franklin, and Trevor. This particular video that Ginger's showing, and again, if you're under 17, turn your little head away, it shows a mobster-turned-family man, Michael, explaining his life to a therapist. He's semi-retired from breaking the law, but is still more at home with a gun in his hand. His children are a handful, and his wife, she may be having an affair. He's looking for an escape, and violence may be the answer. He says, "I'm rich. I'm miserable. I'm pretty average for this town." Of course, Franklin's trailer, if you want to go and check it out, reveals a few more things about his gang life and existence fueled by guns, women, and running from the law. Amid car chases and helicopter pursuits, Franklin is shown to be a man grown tired of crime. And, of course, there's Trevor, the larger-than-life psychopath drug dealer who appears to be in the business simply because he loves it. GTA 5 is due to launch for your PlayStation 3, your Xbox 360, on September 17th. Also, it's coming out on PC, and yes, the Wii U is coming soon, but they've not released dates for that as well. So, you know, they're coming. Oh, the Wii U one is going to be awesome. And why?
The Wii U is going to give us a game that's not Nintendo and all kitty and blah, 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 blah. Sorry.
You know what? I gotta say, Rockstar is probably the only game company I know of in the industry that understands the fact of money is money. Why am I gonna be mad? Why would I shun the Wii U when I can release a whole different version that you can't play on the Xbox on a console that you don't have? Not only is that gonna benefit Nintendo because you're gonna run out to buy the console, you're gonna buy another copy of our game. So you have two GTAs that are completely different. Why get half?
That's okay, Jay. You just hand over the wallet. I'll take care of everything while you're, you know.
This is going to be so awesome. I cannot wait to play this. I'm still asking for a girl rock.
It's hot.
GTA, it is. So keep in mind, every character you see walking on the street is in you can interact with. Okay, they put the strip club back. I thought I was going to be offended by the strip club, but I actually was not. I thought it was kind of funny. I got bored with it, though. They didn't really do anything. I would like for them to pull out a gun or something at some point, just to surprise me.
Seriously. You know, that's one of the buildings I wish they would open up inside APB is the strip club. I want to go on missions.
Doesn't this look like APB? Look at it. Doesn't this look like APB?
It does, but much hotter.
Well, yeah, because it's contained. There's not other people mixed in with you. And I know the multiplayer is going to be awesome.
Oh, no, Jay. No. Are you leaving me for Corey?
No,
we're
not that kind of Bonnie and Clyde. If you would come play with us, you would see exactly what we're talking about. We go around and agitate the police on purpose. This is a whole new game we created, and if Rockstar Smart...
Oh, look at the trailer park!
Gorgeous. But if you would actually come and play with us, or if they would just put this in the game, actually, which is escape, that's what I call it, escape mode, you agitate the police and you see how long you can outrun them and get your star level as high, same as APB, as high as you can. And we're still trying to get a tank. We got to get us a tank from one of those guys when they come to arrest us. Oh, my God. Oh, look at the jumper. Is that Ray Liotta? Did they put him in the game again?
I'm kind of curious. Does that mean there are no girl characters that you can play?
No, there's not. But I'm going to give away this one part of GTA 4. Elizabetha, she's not a playable character, but she wins for me, hands down, most badass female character I have ever seen. There was no heart and no love in what she did to that one guy. If you haven't played that storyline, I'm sorry. You're at a point in the game where you're like, I wish he would just die, and she pulls out a gun and does it for you. She doesn't even blink. She's like, he was getting on my nerves. Blam!
Wow.
I'd like to play her. Put her in there as a playable character, unlockable or something. I'd like to be Elizabetha. She's awesome.
That looks hot.
See if you just come and play with us.
I might have
says to do it.
okay. All right.
Yes, come play with us, Ginger. Come play.
I might have to.
You keep saying she might have to, Jay. You're going to have to pull her in. You have to do something. You're going to have to. That's your fluffy cakes, but that don't really work for you guys. So.
No, not so much. All right.
What is that, war face?
That is war face. There's a South Korea lock and load ahead of Warface open beta. Crytek and Nexon prepare for the ongoing growth of Warface across Asia, which means gold sellers. Sorry, did I go there? The successful growth of Crytek's free-to-play FPS Warface is set to continue this week as the game enters its open beta phase in South Korea.
Ooh.
Operated across the country by leading online publisher Nexon.
Are they letting
Warface.
Me? Eyes my weapon. Look at that. Are you watching that? Oh my God.
No, it's hot, right? I play the hell out of that. Oh, look at the blood! Anyways. Warface is finally launching in Korea after making its closed beta debut in September of last year, says Jung Bae Lee, who is the director of publishing over at Nexon. And they also say, we will challenge the FPS game market with the game's unique content and strive to match the expectations of Korean gamers waiting for an authentic FPS game. I'm going to lose my voice. The popularity of free-to-play gaming in South Korea has been a source of inspiration for Crytek, and we couldn't be more excited to see Warface entering an important new phase in the country. That's from Josh Howard, who is the executive producer over Warface. This looks amazing.
God. I love smashing people.
I love the hell out of this.
Yeah, I don't usually do first-person shooters, but you gave me a scope. Oh, my God. I can customize it the way I want to. I will have the like a sniper rifle with the power of like a double barrel just explode you.
I don't know. They did some sort of filtering there that kind of makes it weird for me. I don't.
Oh, is that a grenade?
That is,
you know what,
beautiful.
I'll tell you one thing that takes away the whole experience of loading a gun in game. They load the gun and they're not looking at it. Who loads their gun and don't look at it when they do it? Unless you're in trouble. I mean, and he's not in trouble. He's just standing there. I would like at least to see him look down once. Can you add a little realism for me, man? Yeah, yes, I saw that, Jay. The scope pistol with the bayonet on it, that is, man, I would mess some people up, seriously. And I don't even play first person.
Pistol with a bayonet.
Yes, that's a knife. That's a knife, girl, a knife.
Well, yeah, I know what a bayonet is, but I'm trying to imagine how you would actually use that.
You shoot them, and you may just miss their head. You may get their shoulder. They're still coming, so you go ahead and rush them with the bayonet. Bam, in the chest. That's
very nice, right very there. Nice.
Old school, Civil War, that's old school. I like that. Okay. Oh, is it my turn?
Really? Rift is BF4. That's interesting.
He said.
No, I'm gonna find some video for that.
Rift.
Oculus Rift. Those glasses that go around your head. It's kind of, you know, immersive 3D.
Mm.
No. We talked about it. Now she's gonna make me go find the Oculus Rift.
Okay, you people who love to write and talk. I'm looking at you. You're all. GDC operator UBM Tech has announced two new conferences that will be taking place this year, GDC Next and the App Developers Conference. The App Developers Conference is focused on, of course, the creation of non-gaming applications for mobile platforms. Discussions will be about the design, programming, and marketing of apps for entertainment, enterprise, health, lifestyle, education markets. Submissions for the inaugural App Developer Conference are at their website, which is at adc.call4submissions.gdc4p.com. The GDC Next will feature detailed content about creating the game experiences of the future. The event will have six different tracks: the future of gaming, next-gen gaming platforms, free-to-play and new business models, smartphone and tablet games, cloud gaming, and independent games. GDC Next is accepting submissions for these things. And I don't know what the submissions are, if they want you to submit a game or a paper. Most of the time they want you to submit a paper. You know what? I just remembered. I forgot to do something. Anyway, with the evolution and growth of interactive technology, moving at light speed, the people, Megan Scavo at GDC said it's become clear that they should be bringing their next 25 years plus of expertise producing the Game Developers Conference events to the ever-expanding universe of app development, and also create a new event that looks at the future of games, the game space. I cannot speak today. She said they anticipate a wide range of submissions from the top echelon of app developer community and the game makers of the future, and they look forward to bringing the highest quality of content that GDC is known for to both events in Los Angeles this coming fall. So, yay! More stuff to go to!
Yay!
Will be taking place, respectively, November 5th through the 7th, the 2013 at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Presentation submissions for both events are going to be open to the end of May. May 29th, 2013. So you write that brilliant app that you're going to write that no one else has ever thought of. Yeah, good luck with that.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm over here coughing my head off. Anyways, you know what? And I had this whole thing playing. Y'all can't see it. Oh, Ginger's so smart. That's Oculus Rift right there, Corey. It's the headset puts you fully immersive. Well, I say fully immersive. Not quite fully immersive, but anyways, it's on your head. You play games. Blah,
I don't see nothing.
You don't give it.
No, I see the video. I don't see the head thing. I probably wasn't looking. Oh, that business. Oh, they used to have those in Dave and Buster's, and I was not all that impressed.
Oh, well, these are brand new, so.
No, they're still at Dave and Buster's. Let me tell you why it's not. Why I said it's not that great for me. I still have something on my head, and I have never liked it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of having things on my head either. But I'm kind of wondering, you know, because they came out with this, but you know, is the Google Glass going to be able to compete with that?
That's exactly what I was about to say. I would prefer Google Glass because it's lighter. This thing here is kind of heavy, and you start sweat as a gamer. You know, as a gamer, I'm moving around and I start getting excited, and then the next thing you know, you're sweating around the face, and it was slipping off, and I got to try to – I had hairpins and stuff and trying to put it above ponytail. This does not work well for me at all.
Not so much.
It was on my head.
Mm-hmm. All right. Conquest Medieval Realms Lite for iOS is out now. Slytherin is happy to announce the release of a free Lite version of the addictive and absorbing strategy game set in the medieval era, Conquest Medieval Realms. The full game is already available on iTunes, but they want to give everybody a chance to have a taste of it before letting them dive in. Conquest is a single. Doo-doo, I can't read. Conquest is a simple game to learn, but you will need strategy, tactics, and cunning if you expect to defeat all your enemies and rule the world. Ooh, I want to rule the world.
You
will
know my spiders?
I'm not so much sure of that, but you will face 5 levels of AI and randomly generated maps that will give you billions of potential battlefields to fight on. Join the wargaming side of iOS! Yay! All right, so this is for, like I said, iOS. So that's Apple, so I can't play it because, you know, Google.
Ooh.
And, yeah. Stop asking your phone to change my color scheme. I don't want to change my color scheme.
Apparently you do, you just don't know it.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm going to end up breaking up with Firefox. I don't know what the deal is.
To the left, to the left.
I'm going to go check out Opera or something because...
You know what? I don't ever hear any problems with Opera. I'm just wondering if maybe that's not where we should all be.
I know, right? You never hear anything, but then again, it's that because
nobody is using it. That's a possibility. All right, there is a new game Xbox is already trying to push off on us with this always-on business. It's called Respawn's Game.
What?
Respawn, or actually Respawn.
Respawn?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a picture of this so that you can see this because you have to see why this is. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble finding any info on them, but if we find it during the show, I'll show you because I'm like, what the beep is? What is the two people are trying to sell? It's a really fuzzy screenshot. Actually, you know what? They got one over at Eurogamer. Let me see if you can put this one up. So this is what they are trying to pass off. To us. It's a mystery game from Respawn. This is from the people who made Call of Duty. It says it'll release on the Xbox 360 only. It's a sci-fi multiplayer shooter that pits foot soldiers against mechs that soldiers can pilot. The mechs are called Titans. Blah, blah, blah. The Respawn game is always online.
I don't like this always online crap. Stop.
You see the picture, though. Does anybody know what the hell they're looking at?
I know. I'm all like, what is that? Why is it all blurry?
Well, they're saying that they will unveil more about this particular shooter at
Sony Conference 2. I'm thinking that's a tree, and maybe that's a tree, and
you know,
that's at on the left and in front of us.
And at you are such a
of us that is some sort of alien critter with, like, spindly legs.
I don't know what this. I'm mad at the always on. That's what keeps getting me.
This always on crap. Who wants that? I mean, I live in the boonies. I'm not always on.
Well, you know,
y'all hear me half the time when we do the shows. I crash.
If when Google takes over the world.
Oh, Google, hurry up! Hurry up, Google! I will be your slave.
I'm always a slave.
Yay! Oh, my God. All right. I was trying to find press release this video, but, anyways, I guess I'm going to do something else because, these guys are not giving me what I need.
Oh, wait. I got some juice. It's regarding Madden. Glitchy little bastard. Okay. The original developer of Madden is possibly going to get his day in court. A California federal judge has denied an attempt by EA to dismiss a lawsuit from the original Madden designer, Robin Antonick.
I saw that!
Yes, Antonick accused EA of not paying him royalties on any derivative works of the original John Madden football, which includes every annual iteration of EA's Madden series. The lawsuit further claims that EA failed to keep Antonick's work on Madden confidential as required by his publishing and development contracts. It says, we have very compelling evidence indicating that EA used Mr. Antonick's groundbreaking code and design elements as the basis for both past and present NFL titles, including the glitch that I bitch about just about every time I talk about Madden. This is from Haggins, Berman, Sobel, Shapiro, LLP, yes, his lawyer, and his partner, Robert Caffrey. Carrie, why can't I speak today? Yet EA has failed to compensate him as required by his agreement or give him proper credit for his work. Since we look forward to proving our case at that trial, and we are very confident that we'll prevail. Antonick is seeking damages from EA's related unpaid royalties, punitive damages, and disgorgement of all profits. The case will proceed to the trial, which is scheduled to begin on June 17, 2013. Leonard Aragorn of Hagens Berman Sobel Shapiro LLP and Stuart Painter of the Painter Law Firm are also representing Antonic. Ooh, they're going to owe him so much money.
yes, they are. Yes,
so much
money. Yes, they are.
Mm.
Oh, it's not going to be good. It's not going
to
be good.
I think EA is going to have to give up that whole monopoly they have on sports games. ESPN football! Yay!
Yay!
For the win, I'm ready for it to come back.
All right, I finally found the press release for the game I wanted to show y'all. Because originally they only sent me like three little lines and that was it. Original, offbeat, visually charming, yet slightly disturbing. I know it's not Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
You'll be glad here. It's the newest development of Quailee, originally codenamed BLT. The game has now officially been named Farm Fighters. Oh, look at him. They're so cute. It is up on the screen, right? Farm Fighters sees a radical shift in the development output from Quailee. No, really, it is up on the screen. Okay, good.
Oh, is that
okay.
Farm Fighters? Yeah, that's up on our site. You just went to the site to grab it.
Farm Fighters sees a radical shift in the development output from Quailee. Its first game using original game mechanics and physics, and in terms of the game art and gameplay, it's a huge leap forward for the company, whilst all the time keeping in line with the ethos of creating fun multiplayer games. The game is based around animals at war, features original gameplay, multiplayer via Facebook and email, an impressive armory of weapons, farmyard sound effects, wacky cartoon animals, and the cherry on top, fully customizable characters.
Aww.
Players will have the option to take their character from a lowly barnyard dweller to a fully fledged fighting machine.
That sheep looks so angry.
I know, right? It's so cute. You can become a fully fledged fighting machine by taking on friends and the two-player option or battling it out against random opponents to work your way up the pecking order. Yay!
They did not release.
That is so cute. That is so cute. I think I want to play that.
You that say like... that, but you won't play, and then I'll be there playing by myself. By know. Myself!
Is it going to be for the PC? Is it for the Android? What is it for? Did they tell me?
By myself. Ginger.
Yeah, I tried to invite you over to go play Minecraft, but you're like, no.
Excuse me. I have played many games with you. We can't get Ginger to play GTA. We can't get Ginger to come play nothing.
I'm playing APB. Where you been?
I said GTA. GTA. There is a difference. There is a difference.
I would have to get an Xbox Live and then...
Mean, Ginger. Mean.
No. No. All right,
oh,
lady,
just
because
you're cute don't mean you're not mean. Mean, Ginger. Mean.
Well, I'm totally cute, too, so I can wave it.
No, that only works with the other people that don't have fluffy cakes. We have to explain that to you every week.
All right, well, I have fluffy cakes. I can get away with it.
No, it works with other people who don't have fluffy cakes. Not on people that have fluffy cakes, because I have my own I could grab on myself. And nobody picks me up when I do it.
I'll just put in the pigtails, and I'll use the little girl voice. I'll be like, Chloe.
And then I'm going to pull your hair, and then I'm going to still say, you're mean.
I love you,
Chloe. You're mean. But pull your hair and tell you you're mean. All right. Got something interesting from the people behind the Oblivion 3D motion graphics design team.
Oh, sure does.
Well, it's Oblivion the movie. I'm thinking the game. I automatically go to the game. Tom Cruise, of course, stars in this original and groundbreaking cinematic event from Joseph Kosinski, the visionary director of Tron Legacy and producers of Rise of the Planet of the Apes, on a spectacular future Earth that has evolved beyond recognition. One man's confrontation with the past will lead him to... Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Oblivion lead designer Bradley Munkowitz, he worked on the Prometheus and Iron Man 2. He worked directly with Kosinski and his Crater Lake Productions team. They had a similar role that was assigned him on Tron Legacy. I'm trying to figure out what it is they did here. I hate when they send us over these press releases. Just get to the point. We don't care what you worked on. Show us what you did now, okay? You know, you're only as good as your last movie here, people. Okay, so they said they're going to deliver 3D graphics content central to the storyline. They didn't give us nothing. What is with this business with you all? Stop sending us these long things. Okay, so apparently they're going to release some software and how they process the video. You can go over to work.gmonk.com/Oblivion-GFX if you want to check out if you're into that sort of thing. They used Cinema 4D, and then they composited it with Adobe After Effects, displayed it on monitors, and then they put it into the screens. And a lot of these were used in Vika's Light Table. Ooh, I know what Vika's Light Table is. Okay, this also included maps and weather screens and emphasized several story elements central to the film's plot, such as the rogue signal sequence. Stop giving away spoilers, you people! Maxon, you know what, Maxon? Don't send us any more press releases. Seriously. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is not... Our people here, some of them like 3D movies and things, but no, just stop it. All right. What I did want to share also, if I can grab it. Ginger, go ahead and chitter-chatter while I grab this up.
Well, I was going to, but it looks like the one that I had up is actually not in English, so I can't actually do that one.
The français one, the français.
It is the français, yeah. I was trying to find it in English, but
there's no English version.
No. All right, so Leviathan warships out today. Today, folks, Naval Strategic Combat Tidal Waves Anchor on PC and Mac will set sail for tablets later this week. Paradox Interactive, those guys and gals we love so much, a publisher of wonderful, amazing games and an all-around ship-shaped bunch, today announced the Leviathan Warship strategic turn-based cross-platform game developed by Pieces Interactive has left dry dock and is officially launched. Yay! Available today on PC and Mac platforms, Leviathan Warship is a single-player and multiplayer game that challenges amateur admirals everywhere to guide a customized fleet of ships to victory in strategic battles. Leviathan Warships is on sale. Is on sale. They spelled it S-A-I-L. Anyways, is on sale for $9.99 on PC and Mac, with a single purchase allowing players to play on both platforms. The iPad and Android tablet versions will be available on May 2nd, so that's, what, just 2 days from now? Three days from now. Anyways, and that's going to be for $4.99 each. All four ports and starboards can play together in multiplayer, co-op, and versus modes. Paradox would also like to... That's everything. In Leviathan Warships, players will choose from a wide array of ship and weapon types to go completely overboard with personalized fleets, fighting battles in a unique blend of action and turn-based gameplay. Captains can take their time to plot their turn, assigning moves and attacks to their ships, and blast the hole out of their foes as the moves play out simultaneously. With Leviathan Warships, Paradox puts the sea in the cloud, allowing players to start a session from their tablet and continue their cloud-saved skirmish from their computer, challenging foes on any available device. I love this. All right, so this is over at leviathanwarships.com if you want to grab it. And Paradox, I don't know who you've hired to write your press releases, but I love you.
Keep them.
Please, yes. don't ever lose them. They're amazing.
All right. Ginger, go ahead and throw that up. First of all, this is a Zombie Watch slash Gamer Girls Radio exclusive at the same time. Go ahead, throw that up.
No, not zombies.
Yes. I'm not going to do the music because, well, you got to be able to hear me. Okay. What you are looking at there is a... Well, he hasn't confirmed it yet, but we've already secured the rights to start airing it as soon as he does. This is from a young man by the name of Patrick Pejusa. He has created, as you see there, a Walking Dead Toy Story series. So, spoke with him yesterday, said, when you do the series, because he's still thinking about it, can we have it? And he says, yes. Go over and check him out on YouTube, or I'll probably have the trailer up on the site.
Amazing.
It's hilarious.
That looks so cool.
And that'll be up in our zombie watch section. He responded to me last night. I just saw it. This is awesome, isn't it?
That is so awesome. I love that. Wow.
So I fell in love yesterday. Also, thanks to Molly Pop who posted that up and sent me a link. So I was like, oh, I got to find him. I got to find this guy. But it is
that
hilarious.
That looks so cool. I can't wait to watch that.
Yes. Only here. Yeah. Watch it. You know what? I'm mad for you. I'm mad at you for showing that. Really, I am.
It's so good. I want them.
I don't know.
All right.
Is that the theme of the day, Twix?
Twix. Man, I want some chocolate. I want some chocolate like
that. Why are you doing this to me?
I want to make some brownies in a little bit.
Oh, wait a minute. Did we tell them about Hell Raid yesterday?
Yes, we did.
I'm trying to remember if I did. Yeah. Okay, so thanks. No more. Thank you, Dead Island people. No more. Stop sending two times, three times. Stop it.
All right, so Bobby Kotick, the $1 man. That's crazy. All right. This is not going to shock most people who follow the games industry closely. Activision CEO earned over 800% more in 2012 than he did in 2011. Bobby Kotick, who might need a laugh warmer, just saying, saw an 800% increase in pay and bonuses and other compensation. He went from $8.1 million in 2011 to a staggering $64.9 million in 2012. Kotick is the second highest paid public company CEO in the U.S., according to Bloomberg. They also put his earnings just behind Oracle founder Larry Ellison. The vast majority of Kotick's pay increase in 2012 came from $55.9 million in stock awards, which will vest over the next 5 years. His total cash salary for 2012 was in line with his previous earnings, $8.33 million. Holy hell, dude. Do you need a doctorate, head daughter? Because just
right?
A second. Wow. It's just crazy. A $65 million salary. We don't like any element of this pay package, says GMI Ratings corporate governance consultant Nell Minow to Bloomberg. In the past, we have expressed concern about this company and its compensation practices. The lack of information provided by the compensation committee is a red flag. It's very difficult to discern how they determined this compensation package from the information that's been provided. And there's been an update. A representative for Activision points out that Bloomberg has updated its original story that because Activision is a public company, it has to account for compensation in the year it's granted, even though the amount of performance-based compensation Kotick would receive under the new agreement he signed in 2012 would be vested over a five-year period. Yay! Okay. The update is the bulk of the increase for Kotick came in stock awards valued at $55.9 million based on regulatory reporting rules that were tied to a new employment agreement signed in March 2012, according to a filing yesterday by the video game software company. While vesting stretches over 5 years, the awards are reported in the year of the grant. Kotick 50 received $8.33 million in total compensation last year. Still, that's some nice money. Can I sit in your lap? Because, yeah.
Wow. Okay, we got time for one more, and I got to share this with you all. This actually happened earlier in the month. Congratulations to creator Joseph Rohrer. Yeah, we need to Smith. There you go. He won this year's Game Design Challenge at GDC, in which he and several other industry luminaries were tasked with coming up with humanity's very last game. The topic is supposed to be rather open-ended and, of course, might suggest a game to end the world, as a mind forever voyaging creator Steve Mariski proposed with his idea for a reality TV show about hackers accessing missile silos to bring about a nuclear apocalypse. Ooh, that's kind of scary. Rohrer, however, took a different approach, though, and designed a game that cannot be played for approximately 2,000 years. He says, how do you do this? You bury it in Arizona, the Arizona desert, and you hide the coordinates among a sea of red herrings. As detailed by Rock, Paper, Shotgun, Rohrer divided Nevada, not Arizona, as originally reported, up into over 20 digital a million 20-digit coordinates, then printed over 1,000 pieces of paper, each containing 900 possible coordinates. Each slip was distributed among those who attended the panel, and only one of those coordinates is accurate. To ensure that it would be playable in 2,000 years, Rohrer knew it couldn't be a video game that would require specific hardware, so it had to be a physical board game. And since cardboard and paper would disintegrate and crumble in a couple of millennium, he went about constructing it out of titanium.
Oh, holy hell! game.
Okay, now, how is the game played? No one currently knows. The instructions are vacuum sealed in titanium tubes buried with the game. Otherwise, people would just create a replica of it and play that. Instead, humanity must band together to find this relic of experimental game design. So the questions we come over at Eurogamer is, will our descendants find it? Will we give up and blow each other up before it's ever found? Nobody knows. That is awesome.
Wow, I want to play this.
That's how you make a game.
So everybody needs to band together and print this list of coordinates.
Fine.
Everybody with a GPS needs to go through and find, you know, your closest coordinates and go check this out.
Millions of 20 million. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. But we could do it.
We have to create a service like Fold It so we get band together and try to figure out where exactly it's buried. Because, wow, the whole entire thing.
Geocache.com, we already got the cover.
We'll see. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us early today. We'll be back later tonight. Denise Chung.
Yeah, baby.
9 p.m.
I used to be an adventurer like you, and I took an arrow in
the knee.
I took an arrow.